And I think Father, he has said, you know, that we are a family, that we're links of love. And I think he likes when we create these links of love in a Father family. And then we just don't go off, you know. I mean, in other words, the karma, you have more karma with Father. You have more karma with the Father people. Hard as it is, therefore. And like in 62, I had a lot of fun because by that time I was out in Los Angeles. And I'd also spent a lot of time with the Sufis. So Baba called them first for the Monday night group. I went into the Monday night group. I was part of the Monday night group, right? And then he called the Los Angeles group there. We're all there. And he called for the Sufi group. And I got in a couple of times. Anyway, enough of that. But I did say that Bob and Mike, like here was a little example. This was in 56. I'm skipping now. In 52, Mayor and Monty had been with Father, and you know all the story of the accident. In 56, Father came with just the four men, the men, it was four, wasn't it? Dr. Nilo, Adi, Erich, and Erich. Oh, yeah. That was there. And so we were again on here on the center with Baba on that first day. Of course, I see Baba, you think you have the thought. I was thinking, well, there, Mira has never been separated from Baba. She must be lonely and thinking what's happening and everything. And it would be so nice to write to her. Now, Mayor had never been allowed to write. We were never allowed to write to her. Baba was just completely that way. In fact, she does never, she has never actually written. But Baba gave up writing. She gave up writing. She doesn't write, even to this day, if you get a letter from Mayor that's written. So I had this thought, you know, and Baba, yeah. And I said, Baba, I'm thinking of Mayor and how she'd love to know what's happening here. And I would love to write to her. And Baba liked it. And then I had four girlfriends. They're all more or less the same age. They were looking very close in New York. And so I'm trying to illustrate the fact that karma was, one was Adele, one was Billy Eaton, one was Beryl Williams, and one was Sylvia Gaines. So Baba said we all should write, share in writing this letter to Mayor and Mom. And so we go off and we write what was happening each day. And then Baba would go like that. And after he'd seen everybody else, you know, he'd go like that and he'd call for us five. Every day we got a whole half hour with Baba because we had to read our letter to him for his approval. And then before we sent it to Mara. And that was pretty neat. And anyway, Baba was, of course, you always feel with Baba that, I mean, it sounds like when you tell your stories about you with Baba, you realize he was not just working with you as you, Phyllis or Alice. You were sort of a one that represented other ones. You know, like he's working with types, you know, he worked with X, and it was a whole group of people, you know, it's like you're part of a group of souls that he's working with. And Baba, you know, Margaret's explained that very well, Kitty, that even in India, Baba, like he's working, he feeds seven lepers or something, or bows down, and gives a rupee to a certain number of poor, then he's working for all the poor everywhere. You know, and you often feel with Baba that you were just like a key on a typewriter. You're just pressing that key, but it represents you. And that's the way I felt with the five. You guys, the five girls. We all were all different types, you know. And so it wasn't just this letter to Mira. Well, Mira does symbolize women, Baba, and Maya. She symbolizes Maya, and she's also his beloved. Counterpart. So it was sort of a more than just writing a letter. Let's put it that way. It's like a link between East and West women. You know, I don't know how to express it. We felt that there was something going on. And when Baba went back to India in 56, then Mehra very sweetly wrote us a letter of how, what happened when Baba returned. And then she wrote another letter. And then Mani added things, and Billy would type up, you know, the letter because everybody wanted to read it and hear it because there wasn't news, you know. And pretty soon it got bigger and bigger, and then it turned into the family letters. That's how the family letters got started. And then after Mani took over, because she had a fantastic literary gift, as you all know, reading both of those family letters. But all started with this little funny. And now they are such a precious record of what happened. I think, you know, I had thought of that when we thought of writing Mehra a letter. But it was like that covered a whole history of those years in a way that never would have been done otherwise. You know, everything that happened, we waited for those family letters about the sentences. And always key you up, you know. When people say, why did Baba have this silence? At least one thing was that it was a wonderful way to get, you know, like you wind up a toy, you know, it's run down, so then you wind it up again. Baba said, the next 6 months, just by hearing the next 6 months, during these 3 months, you will be put to the test of love and faith of my lovers. So try your best to keep firm hold on my Dhamma. So then you get a letter like this and you just really try again, you know. And the same thing with the silence. I was saying, well, I may break my silence, you know, whatever. You heard it all before, it hadn't happened. But you got all keyed up and you think about Baba. He's silent, he's in seclusion, you're not with him, you only see him once, lucky chance here and there, and yet he kept you just going every second. Oh, what other guru could do that? You have to sit for 50 years in the ashram to get it. Baba just did it by a few words saying, I'm going to break my silence. I'm going to drop my body maybe next 6 months or something. You're really keen about following whatever he said to me. And Baba would give us things to do. Like, it was during 45, I think. I'm sure no. We had a choice of things to do, and I forget the other choices, but Adele and I, anyway, we chose for 40 days, we were supposed to choose one thing to do, and one was, this one we chose, was to feed one poor person a day, a different one, everything, and actually feed them with your hands. So we said, that's, we're able to that, and so we got names of people on welfare and gas section of Green Kurt.
Did you find it didn't want to eat?
And well, Adele had been helping an interesting lady in Brooklyn in the welfare department. And we got the names of families, and I would write a card saying, we'll come on a certain day. Would it be all right if we bought a meal for your children? Or an old person. And they all said yes. No, and we come in these awful places and bring food. I used to bring soup mostly because then you could take the spoon and feed the police follow or with the children. And that was a fantastic experience. And then we said in Baba's name, you know, our master. Now, all those 40 days and 40 families, no one ever made a crack about Baba. I really think that gave you, of course, a fantastic idea of how people live at the bottom of the heap. And they were so sweet about it, weren't they? Mm-hmm. And we met very lovely families. There was one family that had a lot of children, but there was one little child, Phoebe, and she just tipped her like, loved Baba right away. And we took pictures. Puerto Rican. And I remember when he first came in my home, I said, we'll go in the other room, here's some crayons. And he came out and he said, I can't go in there. And I said, why? He said, God is in there. The picture of God is in there. It's a beautiful picture of Robin. And he used to be very drawn to God. And he always said, you know, it's God. It's God. So I picked him, and a little Catholic friend, an Irish one, came to Scarsdale where Baba was. I brought them to Baba. And it was so interesting to see Baba when he was showing me. He said he wanted to find the boy and ask him to take, it was also, I don't know, it was two different things, but he also wanted a boy to take care of him. You know, he was in a wheelchair and all that. He wanted a boy who did not know him, did not, you know, was not a Baba learner, and was between the ages of 15 and 18 or so. So I brought these two boys.
What year was
that? They're 52. And I remember this little Catholic boy, and they both had little medals on. Baba reached out, you know, and took the cross, you know. And blessed metal. And I remember watching God as I anyway, he said they were too young or too frail or something. And anyway, he kept doing this to everybody. We're bringing boys all over. And final deadline was for a certain night, and nobody had found a certain boy, and we were all upset. And suddenly I remembered my cousin Schenectady, Keith. And he was a sophomore at Amherst. He didn't know anything about Baba. And then I called him and I said, Keith, Baba was going to pay, you know, something for this boy to help him. I said, Keith, do you have a job? It was summertime, you know. What are you doing? So I'm painting the house for Dad. I said, you want a job down here taking care of a very sick man? He said, oh, no, I'm helping Dad. I said, oh, but he's so sick. He's broken his arm and his leg, and he's in a cast and he's in a wheelchair. And he said, yes, he would. So I phoned him to Scarsdale. And so he was to come down. I said, well, you have to come down the next morning with Darwin Shaw at 5 in the morning. And Keith did. Drove down. You and Kane and Baba accepted me. And drawings by him, Rush before him. So my own cousin. Yeah, anything about Baba.
He became a doctor.
Well, the thing was that the next time I saw Keith, came to Ivy's place, I was giving Darshan and Ivy to find him. There was my cousin sitting over there. And Baba was over here, an alphabet boy. Keith had just said, what is all this God realization stuff? So I could stop. Not in a rude way, but, you know, what is all this? If I was not, he liked that, you know, the God is smart. It's like a headache. You haven't had a headache. You don't know what it's like. Like, and the fantastic thing, because I know I've been before this, Keith could read the board. He could follow the board. Baba goes so fast, you know.
Baba gave that John Bass, give him a copy of the Wayfarer story.
Another funny thing was Keith, my aunt, Keith's mother, was a very Scotch and English, and she was an Anglican, you know, church, big one. So Baba had asked Keith, well, when you were baby. Now, this is a boy that didn't know anything, okay? And Keith said, yes. And Baba said, even if I tell you to do something bad? And Keith said, yes. And he wrote a long letter. He was writing a letter every day to my aunt. So my aunt gets this letter, and what is Keith into? Who is this guy, you know? So, I mean, thank God. And anyway, so she bundled my uncle and all the other. My cousin was in a car and they came down from Schenectady to see what Keith was doing. And they all got to meet Baba.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah. And then during one time, he was also very dear, very difficult. See, they're all in the house, Scarsdale, and Elizabeth was in a big cast, and Mary was still ill, thing that happened, and this one and that one. And he had to always, you know, the girls were still sort of in seclusion. So he had this weird thing thrown at him, you know, you're not supposed to look at the women. And
all the time with Baba,
you know, and wheeling Baba in and out in the house, you know. And he did it beautifully, I must say. It's just never...
He was very good.
Yeah, it was very good. It was a weird trip. And then Baba said, what do you want to be?
Does he continue to follow Baba?
Well, he was very interested. He used to come to your meetings for a while. And then he got into his career. But he has a touch of love and gentleness, which I think is great, you know, in his work.
And
the
interest in love, you
know. Yeah, he's got. Anyway, well, Peter, where are we? Now it's time for questions.
Yeah.
Throw your worst
get up.
69 Darshan and
I was telling somebody. In 69, Baba had planned this. Actually, it started all the way back to Darshan. In 56, we were in San Francisco with Baba, and he called us all in and told us for the first time that we were invited to an East-West Darshan. And that was tremendous. We'd never had that. The men had had a Darshan, but not everybody, what men and women, come to India. And Baba went around the room and said, you must come, and you must come, and you must come. And so we called ourselves the Musts. But it didn't happen until 62. And then another darshan was planned for 65, and was canceled by me. And then another darshan, and Baba always planned the way ahead because he was the perfect host, and everything was really planned when he went in there. And the Mandalay prepared, and you know, a whole year for 62 darshan. And so Baba announced way ahead, and then gave us a chance to earn money. And the trip and stuff like that. So we're all excited about going to see Baba in 69 spring. But Baba sent these weird, you know, they seem weird now, but like, I will give Darshan lying down, and I will give a Darshan like there was never held a Darshan before, and other things. Baba's health was really. Of course, we all don't know how bad. I think Adele was because she was getting my Dr. Goa, but everybody else and knew that much. And then Baba, as you know, passed away on January 31st. And at first, nobody thought he was going to the Darshan. And then Audie sent us a telegram that we should come, that the Darshan was Baba's last wish, and that we should all go. And that was the thing. We all went. In different groups, and Baba did give Darshan there too, and the extraordinary love feeling of that Darshan was like Baba was, the body was gone, but Baba was there, and it was real sad. Well, I hadn't thought anything about it. I have seen Baba ever since I first, even before I met Baba, as you see, I've seen Baba. But I wasn't thinking about it at all. And then that last morning, I think at each darshan, Baba did that. He got up and said, now you take the lead of Mayor Baba, the chair there, the group, and stuff. And that's a whole group of people there. And I don't know, some of you here were others. And anyway, so each one got up and said goodbye to Baba. Yeah, it's very touching. I remember one boy in society group, it was just like he did, like Baba was in the chair and he went up, you know, and embraced Baba. So I was sitting there watching, and I was kind of flickering in her eyes, and there was Father walking just away from the chair and then through the crowd like he did so many times. And he put his hand over this way and went over to that one. And little Chris Rieger was sitting near me. And he went over and put his hand on Chris Rieger's shoulder, and Chris just broke up and cried. You know, and at that moment I couldn't take it anymore. I could. And the tears blinded me. When I looked up, I didn't see Bob anymore. Well, I didn't see anything about it. I never did, but came back from the darshan, and Ivy Deuce called me up. You know, how was your darshan? And of course she knows that I see Bob. And she said, did you see Bob? Well, you can't lie, Bob. I didn't want to tell him. It's not, you know. And so I said, yes, I did, and I described him. And then she went, I thought, and I said, don't tell him. But she went off and told me. So that's how you know. And I, what did I say? I'm sure it was, is he seeing Bob in a subtle form like that? Wonderful, but if you feel his presence, it's just, I mean, every time I've seen Baba like that, other people are experiencing his presence. So it's, you know, my eyes on his form, but he's definitely present. And just because he's dropped into the body, like Baba used to say to us, this body is not me, you know, or I wear this body as a garment so I can use it, you know.
Pleasure to me, the last two Fridays, that two of the, I don't like to use the word old timers, but those who came to the center in the early days, even before Mayor Bava was here, when we were preparing the center, and that was Darwin Shaw, when spoke last Friday, and Phyllis Frederick, who's speaking tonight, and neither of them knew the other one was coming. And it's, so they are pleased too. And I think most of you have met Phyllis Frederick. She's living in California now, and I haven't seen her for 4 years. And we had a nice chit chat this afternoon. And now I'm going to let her tell you whatever she wants to, but I suspect it's about Mayor Bama.
You're absolutely right. Because Bama is the only subject. Well, first of all, that I would ever get out in front of an audience.
Now, if there's anyone can't hear Phyllis,
yeah, you,
instead of saying that, put the hand up and she'll know it's not to ask the question, but to. So,
can you hear me, everyone?
At the moment.
At the moment. Well, first of all, it's a real pleasure for me to be here at the center where I met Avatar Mayor Bava. It's the place where you meet Bava. Always has the softest spot in your heart. And I've been to India. I've been where Bava was there in India and in California. He was in California, but the center in Myrtle Beach is where I actually met Bobby in 1952. I did start to tell you about it at the little meeting we had Wednesday, and so I don't really need to repeat perhaps that part, how I came to Bobby. And I thought maybe I'd just go on with it because there was 52, 56, and 58 that we had the privilege to be with Bama in America, and mainly on the center here. Of course, although your memory of certain moments with Bama is very clear, because it's like the eternal now. When you're with Bama and then when you look back, it's so present to you, those moments with Bava. It doesn't seem like a memory at all. That's what I said to myself. It's really, it's just there forever, wherever things are in your head. Those moments with Father. They seem to have another dimension besides time. And I was interested when I started to write up after 20 years for The Awakener, my story of meeting Baba, I was interested to find that so many things were there, like in my heart, that I hadn't consciously contacted before. It was a wonderful experience just to write those memories out and relive them.